got that rock and roll feeling. Let our hosts send your spirits reeling. Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show. Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show. Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show.
Okay, folks. Whoops. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Vinyl Treasures. I'm your host, Johnny G, John Galindo, coming to you live on this Sunday evening, this April 12th, 2000. And did I put April 12th, Charlie? Did I put April 12th on that promo? I think I did. I hope I did. I think I did. Anyway, welcome to the continuation of last night's show. We're here on a Sunday evening here on only on YouTube, hope, tonight, folks. But I want to welcome everybody here into the program. I'm not late tonight, okay? Finally not late. We'll see. It's a lot more calmer this second time because I have a little bit more time. Had to find a couple other records. I added some bonus tracks for tonight, but I want to welcome everybody here to the program. And again, if you want to get a request in here on the program, email Johnny G at vinyltreasures@aol.com. And again, if you are new to this program, just finding out about it, then you should subscribe, as it keeps the copyright police away. I saw them on the last record I played. I forget what I closed with, but it was the last record. They did come out on that record, and they didn't come out on this one. No, we're not going to insert a commercial here because they want me to insert a commercial here. No way. Close is the way that goes. Hold on, I got to switch from top chat to live chat. But anyway, in case I miss some people, John Ferry, I see. I don't know if Big Dave Swinger is in there. But anyway, the intro, as some of you may probably know this record, but this was a suggestion by listener Larry Neal, Wax Museum, this group out of Los Angeles, California. This is the B-side to their debut single, of course, The Champs, okay? And they were led by sax player Chuck Rio. I think he also played the piano. He might have played the piano on this one. And Dave Burgess. He was on rhythm guitar, and he wrote this tune. Cliff Hits on bass, Gene Alden on drums, Buddy Bruce on lead guitar, and Hewlin Duval was doing the oohs and ahs. Of course, he was also recorded for this. I have a lot of his records. I collect his Challenge label, so I do have a lot of his 45s. He was doing the wop wops in there. But anyway, that's on Gene Autry's Challenge record label. This is the flip side of Tequila, a 45 that my aunt had in her collection. Song entitled Train to Nowhere. All right, from January 1958, as suggested by Larry Neal, the champs on Challenge, Train to Nowhere. We're not going nowhere. We're going to go right to the 45s here as we pick it up here. I added this in. I always add in the opening vocal portion. And this is kind of an odd one on one of those oddball George Golner labels. I posted this up on my Facebook wall. I think I put this up, but it looks very similar to the TG label, if you're familiar with TG Records, mainly for that song, Darling Can't You Tell by the Clusters. But this group, well, the label's called Regal Records, okay? Regal Records. And the group is called the Five Sharps and a Flat. So I was trying to figure out who the lead singer was on this record, okay? Listening. And it sounds to me that the lead singer on this is someone by the name of Bill Tennyson. Okay, Bill Tennyson. And if you have a 45 he did in 1958 on the Pet label, which is actually a cool record, a song called Even Now, it's this voice. So I think he's the lead singer on this. So you got to listen to it very closely. This came out in October of 1958. Our vocal opener, Five Sharps and a Flat on the Regal label. The song is called Wait For Me. Here you go. These are Five Sharps and a Flat.
I love you with all my heart. Yeah. I can't bear to let us part. Yeah. I don't want a love that's new. Yeah. I just want to be with you.
October 1958 release there on, I will say, George Golner. Could be a conglomerate of people that he was associated with, but that's on the Regal label, distributed by, nationally distributed by Gone Records. That's Five Sharps and a Flat. Wait For Me is the name of the tune, and I think that's Bill Tennyson on lead for that one. Let us now, we will continue here with the requests. We're going to start off with the 1958 block here. Let's open up here with a request for listener Amnon. Of course, you all know this group from Staten Island, New York. They had a big number one record, their debut single, on the ABC Paramount subsidiary Apt record label, a song called Little Star, which was actually, that was the number one record on the day that Johnny G was born, September 3rd of 1958. Vito Pacone and the Elegants had the number one record, at least here in Westchester County. But anyway, this was the group's follow-up, their second of three on the Apt record label. This was a number 34 record on WBNY. If you were listening in Buffalo, New York, of course, Vito Pacone is on lead, going out to listener Amnon. September 58 release, The Elegants on Apt Records. It's called Please Believe Me. Here you go, Amnon, for you, The Elegants.
Oh, believe me.
Go by request for listener Amnon, the sound of The Elegants. That's Vito Pacone on lead. Yes, he is still around. He's a Facebook friend of mine. I think he just celebrated a birthday not too long ago, and he's got to be up there in his somewhere close to the mid-1980s. And but there he was. He was singing when Johnny G was born. Was a teenager, I think, probably a teenager, right? Maybe 17 years old, 16 years old at the time. September night. Well, let's see, because I'm 67. So anyway, but to September 1958, those are The Elegants on the Apt record label. Their follow-up to Little Star, a song entitled Please Believe Me. And let us continue here. Let's fill a request now for Jack Saperstein. This would probably qualify, well, let's say, I don't know, this is a hard record to find. It's as we head to the Bay Area for this. Jack Saperstein had this 45 in his collection at one time. I bought my copy from Mike Demersion. I think he had 700 on it at the time. So I guess any record at that value. I don't know what it is now. I don't know what it goes for now. But anyway, that would be considered probably a collector's corner record, or, you know, one of the rare records, you would say. But this out of the Bay Area, this record, the label out of Berkeley, California, Kappa Rex Incorporated is the name of the label. And this group included three former members of a group called the Sputniks, that recorded for Leon Renee's Class label. I think somebody requested that record here on the program. But the other two members, I can't find their first names, but the three, let me see, I thought I put them on here. I guess I did not. I had them there, but I did not put them on here. Because when I went to print out my paper, I'm like, why is this print so small? Because their names to the right were there. Ferdy Gonzalez has the names in his disco file. Excuse me, folks. But the two I could not identify, one was his first name starts with a J, could be anything, J. Vernon. And he does lead on the aside, I'm not kidding you. They actually tell you on the label if you have this record. The other has the last name of Young, and he is the lead singer on this tune, so that Jack requested. So anyway, from April 1958, going out to Jack Saperstein in New Jersey, here are the El Domingos, on Kappa Rex, and the song is called Evening Bells. We can call this a collector's item. Here you go, Jack, for you, the El Domingos.
Evening bell,
bom, bom,
sings a song so gay, and someday you'll see,
bom, bom,
they remind me of you.
Like that one there in the YouTube chat room. That, I guess we'd call that one from the collector's corner. That one there going out to Jack Saperstein in New Jersey. That's April 1958 release. Those are the El Domingos. El Domingos on the Kappa Rex. I think think it says Incorporated, Kappa Rex Incorporated label out of Berkeley, California. Evening Bells is the name of the tune. That is not an easy record to find, I'm just telling you, folks. But let us continue. We are in the 1958 block, probably the big, I think this is the biggest block I have tonight. And this is a request for Gary McClendon. We play some rock and roll stuff here on the program also. Diverse sounds here on the later selections here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. But this is for Gary McClendon in our YouTube chat room. He requested this Brother and Sister Act. Can you name other Brother and Sister acts like Nino Tempo and April Stevens? I think they're one, but I'm trying to think in the 50s, though. Who else was a brother and sister act? But anyway, these two were. They were originally from Woodside, Queens, New York. Okay, and they are Harry Giosassi, okay, and his sister Irene. Okay, and they recorded as Gino and Gina, and their first release for the Mercury label earlier in 1958, they actually had a top 20 hit that was played on the radio quite a bit, a song called Pretty Baby, kind of like a teen rock and roll thing. That's what I call this duet here. But they went on to have five releases on the Mercury record label, I think one last one on Warwick Records. But this one released in through July of 59, but this one came out in July of 1958. This is their second release, going out to Gary McClendon in our YouTube chat room, Gino and Gina on Mercury Records. It's called She Belongs to Me. Here you go, Gary, for you, Gino and Gina.
She belongs to me. Her eyes, blue as the ocean, filled her with devotion, and she belongs to me. From Anatoly and the Pan, wherever our paths may wind, our lover will always be. Our lover you will always find. Someday love will find us together. Now always and ever will you belong to me. From Anatoly and the Pine, wherever our paths may wind, my love will always be. My love you will always find. Someday love will find us together. Now always and ever will you belong to me.
Okay, there you go. That one there going out to Gary McClendon in our YouTube chat. That's sort of like, Everly Brothers type guitar on there for that one. There you go. That's Gino and Gina. I met my sister Lori's friend, Gina. Boy, she's a ball of fire, I will tell you that much. But anyway, that is Harry Giosassi and his sister Irene, recorded as Gino and Gina, July 1958, released on the Mercury record banner for that one, She Belongs to Me. So you would think that if Alan Freed played that, and some people mentioned the Collins kids in there. Okay, that was I'm sure there's others that we are missing here. But anyway, let us continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Let's fill a request now for Timothy in our YouTube chat room, as we go to Woody Hinderling's Bullseye Records out of New York City. There might have been at least Bullseye, I think, maybe started out in Pittsburgh, ended up in New York City, as many companies did, especially record labels. Now, the group is called the Cordells. Of course, there's a few sites that mention this group is the same as the Bargain Group. that included lead singer Jimmy Ellis, but I disagree with that. I think this is a totally different group. I'm just saying, in my personal opinion, I'm ready to debate. I don't think it's the same group, but it's a, and Ferdy, by the way, also has this separated from the Cordells and Exceptions group, but it's a great tune, really is. And the only thing bad about this record is it's styrene, but this plays okay. It does. I think I bought this from Louis Silvani, if I'm not mistaken. November 1958, going out to Timothy. In our YouTube chat room, here are the Cordells on Bullseye. It's called Please Don't Go. Here you go, Timothy, for you, the Cordells.
Baby, please don't leave me, baby.
A great record there. Timothy, you picked a nice tune. Johnny G likes that a lot. That's a great tune. Those are the Cordells, November 1958 release there. That's on Bullseye Records, Woody Hinderling's Bullseye Records. Please Don't Go is the name of the tune. Well, you don't have to leave, not until midnight. We'll be back. Listen, I was right on time. I was a little late, but I was right on time. I think I played 37 records on last night's show. I got 37 tonight. Although I was going to pull this one back because I thought that I would have had a nicer copy of this record, but I don't. I'm actually kind of embarrassed that I'm playing, only because a lot of the records I play are nice and clean, okay? But again, when I first started buying 45s, I had no money. I was using my birthday money to go buy 45s that I would find out in garage sales and whatnot. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of the record, or listen, other guys in that would clean out old houses, and they'd end up at the flea market, and they just throw them in a box there, and you can go through them. Sometimes you found good things, but the conditions were more often than not in off condition. But I tried to clean this one here, so you're going to have to excuse. I'm apologizing in advance. I know many of you tell me I don't need to do that, but I do, because it doesn't sound well, but we're going to play it anyway. I was going to contact Cool Ant about it, but I did not. But this is a request for listener Cool Ant in our YouTube chat room, and she requested Ray Charles with the Raelettes, okay? And they recorded this on October 28th of 1958 in Atlantic Studios in New York City. Now, the Raelettes backing him up at this time were Gwen Berry, Pat Lyles, Darlene McCrae, and Margie Hendrix. Now, listen closely, because in this song, you're going to hear Margie Hendrix providing this powerful, like, raspy answer to Ray Charles on this. And this came out, and they released this in December of 1958. And this was his, what did I say here, Charlene? Did I erase that? I think this was his 17th release. I think it was. I think I took it out here. But, of course, Nappy Brown did the version of this in 1957. He's a co-writer on this also. But let's go to December of 1958 by request for Cool Aunt in our YouTube chat room. This is Ray Charles with the Raelettes on Atlantic Records. It's called, in parentheses, Nighttime. And then it says, Is the Right Time? And please excuse the scratches. There's one point in here where Johnny G's hair, what little I have, will start curling. But here you go, Cool Aunt, for you, the Ray Charles. Here we go. Said you were correct. That was the part. Now, what I would have probably done Oh, Tony Barcy, you got your DJ copy. You want to make some money? You can sell it to me. I probably could have bought a copy, really, in mint condition, which I probably should have done. But Cool Ann only sent me one request, so I have no wiggle room there at all. So if you send me requests, okay, like I feel bad because like Indrajit sent me three, and they were, you know, kind of on the rocker side, and I didn't focus on those records, and I didn't focus. Big Dave Swinger mentioned it in the chat room that on a lot of the hit records or the records that were kind of popular, I found them out in the wild, so I never really focused on buying clean records. But when I was buying from my regular dealers, I mean, in the beginning, when I didn't have enough, I was like doing bank wrecks. I wasn't making a lot of money at the time. But then when I started, you know, as I started to move up the ladder, I started to make more money, that I had more disposable income. So then I started to buy some clean records. Now, again, it's because I didn't have obligations. I know many of you that are collectors, I mean, you got a family to raise. That's a lot of money to raise your children. And go, what, going to, you're going to sneak out and tell your wife you're spending $500 on a 45? That's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. But anyway, so, but I had, I mean, and I had limits too, but that's a record I should have bought, but I didn't have, I wasn't going to get it in time. I said, I can find a nice copy of that, but I apologize for the scratches there. But I spoil my listeners. That's what I think it is. But there you go, going out to Cool Ann, Ray Charles and the Raylettes, December 1958. And that was played on the on the Bill Cosby show. As they were, I think that scene is still here on YouTube. You can check it out. But that's Nighttime is the Right Time, going out to Cool Ant in our YouTube chat. And that was his 20th release on the Atlantic label. I said 17th, it's his 20th. Charlene has it here. But anyway, let us continue here. We are in the 1958 block. Let's fill a request now for Mike Sape in our chat room. And he wants to send this one out to all Johnny G's chatters in the chat room there. We got a big crowd. Now, the Dots. Okay, wait. let me see. Okay, the... These are the Tads, okay? The Tads. This group recorded for the Liberty Bell and Dot label. And, well, that would be correct, okay? The flip side of this record is a song called A Wolfman, I think. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, with a different flip, right? Because the Dots have, and... Forgive me if this write-up is for the Dots record that recorded on the Rev label. I think it's Ring Chimes is the flip side of that. Okay, but the record was, the group changed their name to the Tads, I think. That's what happened on this. That's what it starts off here with. But anyway, but this is on the Rev record label. Yeah, when they first recorded as the Dots, I guess they reverted back to the Tads. I don't know. But this is their second release for the Rev record label. The lead singer on this is Leroy Fully Love. And this is a request from Mike Sape. Okay, sending it out to all the chatters. From January 58, the Tads on Rev. It's called She's My Dream. Here you go, Mike, for you. The Tads.
Angel in my eyes, there she make her mine. Now she has gone. I think I'll go home. My future has passed me by.
That's a nice tune there by request for listener Mike Sape in our YouTube chat room. Going out to all Johnny G's chatters there, that group called the Tads. They also recorded as the Dots. That Dot release on Rev is not an easy one to find. Jerry Diaz sold me that. It was Wolf Call back with Ring Chimes, a cover of the, who did it? The Ivy Leaguers, I think, did that record first on the, I forget what label, Porty or something like that. But anyway, there you go. I think this group is out of Phoenix, Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. They're out of Phoenix. Leroy Fully Love, great singer. He's on lead there. Have other records by Leroy Fully Love. I forget, on the Elko label, I think. It was a rare one. And this one, though, from January 1958 on Rev, She's My Dream is the name of the tune. Well, my dream is to probably have every record in the Kreider book. I do not have that. I have a large percentage of them, but I don't have them all. But if you request any record in the Kreider book, I probably have it. But when you start going outside of the Kreider book and you go into rockabilly and some blues, well, then sometimes I don't have all of those. But I like this next record here. This is actually a flip side request for listener Daryl Letts in our YouTube chat room. Now, I featured the flip side of this on December 6, 2025. I don't know if I just played it as an opener or why did I play The Legend of Sleepy Hollow? Why did I do that? I think that's the flip of this record. Am I not right about that? Because the title isn't there. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow was the side I played. Wait, let me put this back on here. You know, this is not professional DJism. But Daryl Letts requested the flip side here, which I think is the better side anyway. It's a great ballad. This group from Newark, New Jersey, they're called The Monotones. Okay, and it features Charles Patrick on lead. This is their third of four on Leonard Chess's Argo record label. Came out in December of 58, and it's a great ballad. These are the Monotones called Soft Shadows, going out to Daryl Letts in our YouTube chat room. Here you go, Daryl, for you, Soft Shadows. Just Yeah, they're out of Newark, New Jersey. Those are the Monotones. Really a great group because they can do ballads and up-tempos, and they really, the ballads are great. You Never Loved Me, the flip side of Book of Love. That is an excellent B-side, as is this one here, going out to Daryl Letts, December 58, released the Monotones on Argo. Soft Shadows is the name of the tune. That's Charles Patrick on lead. He was a Facebook friend when he was active on Facebook. I think he has since, unfortunately, passed away. You